Wow, what a well done job. Yeah, I just want to thank Siu Wei and the teachers for the hours they have spent. Here's a good place where your children can be trained. You know, we give them confidence. We help them to develop personally, private, you know, personally as a person. So the church is a good place. It's a safe place. And it's always good, you know, to bring your children to Children Church. Now, let me first start by saying, Happy Father's Day. At least it's our day today. Because the mothers have too much attention. The year was 2014. And that year was the World Cup. The World Cup was in Brazil. There was two teams that came to the final. Two great teams. One was Germany. Now, all of us know that Germany is good for what? Sausages. And they make beautiful cars. You know, when I was in Germany, my wife asked me, what are you going to have for dinner? She expected me to order, you know, the pork nugget. But I ordered something that was, you could get it in Australia. And she stared at me and she was happy. And then the other thing was Argentina. You know what is Argentina known for? It is known for football and Coca-Cola. You know, these two teams, you know, was in the stadium, and it was, the stadium was packed. You know, it was in Brazil, and the stadium was packed, and it was going to be live cast, you know. And there was such a feeling. I want you to imagine, right now, if you were in the stadium, if you are one of those spectators sitting in the stadium, and you know the excitement, you know the excitement of the game that is going to come, and then there was so much shouting and everybody hoping that one team will win. I know you want your favorite team to win. Then both teams enter the field. They enter the field, and the referee. Wow. Now the match starts. The ball was passed from one to another, and then the ball was intercepted, then the ball was passed, and the ball was intercepted. And then, of course, you play football to score what? To score goals. And they try to score goals, and they try a few tries, and it's missed. Sometimes missed by a mile. Sometimes the goalkeeper is so good. So the end, while they were playing, intense in the game, the referee blew again. You know, but this time, it was not offside. It was not penalty. It was not foul or some misconduct. Simply, it was half time. Both teams marched to the changing room. Tired, exhausted, and frustrated. No score at all. The coach walking. That's one thing about the coach. You always have to be inspiring. You always have to be motivating. So the coach walk in and smile and say, great game. You know, don't worry. You know, we are going to win and we are going to, you know, play the game differently. And this is one thing we should do. We should not quit. We must see that the cup is ours. So now, I want you to go out and play the game. Play in the new way, you know. Because the cup is within our reach. The cup is ours. Go out and score in the second half. So both teams went out with new hope and new strength. My sermon title for fathers is Half Time. Finishing well and finishing strong. Half time is when the coach comes and look at the team and encourage the team and look at all the strategy, the way they have played, and they ask themselves, what can I do in order to win. The first half of our life is driven by questions such as, what can I achieve? How high can I climb in my life? What about my career? Finding a woman that will be my wife, having children, having family. And how much stuff can I accumulate? That's the first half of our life. The second half of our life, the question that we ask ourselves is, what do I want to be remembered for? How much is enough? What really matters in life? What is my real purpose in life? Where can I go from here? I have my half time. In the middle of the night, I woke up. I was 48. I woke up, I turned and looked at the woman sleeping next to me. I know who she is. Because if I do not know who she is, I am in what? Trouble. So I know who she is. So this is still okay. Still working. But when you have that moment, you wake up and you ask yourself some questions, some serious question about life. Hey, what is going to happen when I meet God? What is He going to say to me? Now, I begin to ask myself, Lord, my life, is it a success or is it a failure? I think we all do ask ourselves such questions when we reach a certain age where you begin to soul search yourself. I know that I spend a lot of energy. I know I have achieved much in my life, but I also have failures in my life. But I can say like Paul, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And my desire was that I will finish well and finish strong in my second half. What would you do with the second half of your life? What would you do? Would you just live your life and just maintain your life? Would you just live with the state of course? But I challenge you that you will put energy and time and thought so that you are able to finish the second half of your life, to finish well and to finish strong and to leave a legacy. And when I think of that, two men came into my mind. One was King David, the other was Paul. When I think about King David, his first half of his life was a very colorful one. You know, he was just a shepherd boy, and God chose him to be the king over Israel, over his brother. When all the Israelites were afraid, this young man went out and killed Goliath. He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. He has a mad king. Not only is this king mad, but this king became his father-in-law. Yet he learned how to behave himself wisely. You see, David was loved by the people. He was a sweet psalmist who knew how to write songs, to praise God and to express his heart to God. He was loved and he was praised by the people. He was so blessed that he was a nobody, but he became a king. But David, in 2 Samuel chapter 11, this is the second half of David's life. This is what it says. When it's springtime, and it's time for battle. Springtime is when the ground is dry and the horses, you know, and the man is able to walk on the ground so that they can go and face the enemy and fight the enemy. But 2 Samuel, the second half of David's life, it starts by telling us that when it was springtime, David did not lead his men to war. David asked his commander, Joab, and asked him, send them, go with them to battle against the Amorite. You see, David, in his first half, has learned to become God-dependent, to become God-sufficient. God becomes everything to him. But now, in the second half of his life, he feels that he has already arrived, he's already attained, you know, and that he doesn't really need God-confident anymore. There's a sense of self-confidence and self-sufficiency and self-reliance. It is possible that when we are working so hard in our first half and we achieve and attain many things, that we come to a place and arrive to a place and say, wow, I have reached here. I don't need God that much anymore. You know, sometimes God allows problems and crises to come to our life. Like COVID-19, help us and remind us we are just what? Clay. We are so fragile and so easily broken that we need always to trust and to depend on who? On God. So David started his second half in the palace, sending his men out to war, and he relaxed. I have arrived. You know, David may have like what some of us think, I have already achieved, I have everything, and now I can just relax, cruise along, and wait till the day where I die. I hope you don't live life on the straight line. So, one morning, he could not sleep. One night, he could not sleep. I don't know about you. Have you ever had that night that you cannot sleep? He could not sleep. He went up to his roof. And what did he see? He saw a woman bathing. Did he just look and turn his face? No. Look. The first look became another thing, another thing, another thing. And what happened to David? He became a murderer and a doubter. David's second half, if you read the Bible, speaks about his personal pain. Talk about the pain that is within his family and the pain that is in the nation. All this pain was because of the consequences of David's sin. One thing I can retell you, whether you're young or old, beware of what? Beware of temptation. Temptation is no respectable of person. Temptation do not care about age. David forgot. So his second half, he forgot about what he needs to do for God. He forgot to serve God, to serve the people. He forgot why he was made king over Israel. So when you read the Bible regarding David's life at the second half, the Bible will describe this way. David was this. But it always ends. But David. Don't live your life with a but. Don't live your life with a but. The other person was Saul in the New Testament. His life is also very colorful. He described his life. I'm a Pharisee among the Pharisees. You know, he was trained. He sat under the best teacher. He's a Roman citizen. You know, he was a man of full color. He said, I was also the persecutor of the church. You know, I throw people into prison. I kill people because of my zeal. Until on the road of Damascus where he met Jesus Christ, there his whole life was transformed. And this is how Paul lived his second half. And we need to be like Paul, to live our second half so that we finish well and we finish strong. There are five keys to how you can finish well and finish strong. And Paul said the first key is this, one thing, focus. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, he said, one thing I do. You realize that when you live life in the first half, there are many things you want to do. How many of you realize that? You want to do this, you want to do that, you want church, you want girlfriend, you want to find wife, then you want to find good cars, and you want your whole life is filled with what? Many things. But when you reach the second half of your life, I hope all those things that you are running after already is not something that will push your life. Your second life, your second half, should be only focused on one thing, where you are able to say, enough is enough. Say amen. You know, there are people who never have enough. You give them $1 million, they want what? 2 million. You give them 2 million, they want what? Not 4 million, 10 million. You know, there are people who never have enough. So they spend their second half running after things, running after more money, and they keep on running. They forgot the one thing. The one thing most important in your life is knowing Jesus Christ and knowing His power. The one thing most important in your life at the end when you are at a sick bed is not how big a bank account you have. It's the family that is next to you at a sick bed. How many of you realize that? The one thing. You see, the first half of your life, you can be focused in many things. But I ask you, find the second half of your life, focus on one thing. And who is that one thing? It is Jesus Christ. Let your life, your marriage, let your family, let your work all be focused, all revolve around one person who is Jesus Christ. Let Him become the centerpiece of your life. Some people in the first half gain success and wealth, but lose their marriage, lose their health, lose their freedom to serve Christ, lose their children, lose their passion for God, lose their friends, and lose the one time opportunity to shape their children with godly belief. But I want to let you know, it is not too late to start differently on the second half. The second key to finishing well and finishing strong is relationship. Here Paul said, that I may know Him. That I may know Christ and the power of His suffering. So that I can know Him. So that I can influence others for Him. We spend the first half of our life working and building for ourselves and for achievement and gain. But let your second half be to know Christ, to know Him personally, and to make Him known to others, to influence and impact others for Christ. Would you like to do that? Your second half, spend it on relationship. Firstly, relationship with who? With God. Then, relationship with your spouse. Then, relationship with your children. Your children, no matter how old they are, is never too old for you to hug them. Relationship with your friends. That you may be able to express the person of Jesus Christ living in your life, in your relationship. Paul said the third key to finish well and finish strong is new beginning. Forgetting and reaching for. Forgetting those things that are behind and reaching for. The first half of your life, we are all learning. How many of you say we are learning? I hope you are a good student. Don't make the same mistake twice. You only allow one mistake in life. That will be good. Don't you think so? don't make the same mistake. How old am I? I'm 64. In a few days' time, I'm 65. How long have I drive a car? I drive the car when I was 20. I own a car when I was 21. So 21 to 64, how many years have I drive a car? That's a long, long time. And I go to the petrol station and put fuel in the fuel tank all the time. The trouble is now my wife is unleaded, mine is diesel. And my dear wife, she doesn't put fuel, I have to put it for her. And if you are like me, husband, not only bless you, you usually have good dinner. Would you believe that on Friday morning, in my rush to go to the petrol station, when I was driving my car, instead of putting diesel, I put petrol into the tank. I mean, I have made this mistake once and only once. Say amen. If I make it the second time, I'll kick myself. Yes, the first half of our life, we make a lot of mistakes. We have regrets, we have failure, we have pain, we have disappointment. But let me tell you, don't carry them over in the second half of your life. Because if you carry them over, you will never be able to finish well and finish strong in the second half. So, as you move to the second half of your life, for some of us here, let go of them. For whose sake? For your sake, for God's sake, and for others' sake. Because if you don't let go of them, it's going to eat you, and you will never be happy, and you will be what? You will be a grumpy old man. And people will keep away from who? From you. So, finish strong, realizing that in Jesus Christ, there is always a new beginning. The fourth key he talked about is growth. I press on straining towards what is ahead, and I press towards the mark. I want you to know, Paul is saying this, I have not arrived, not like David who thinks he has arrived. Paul is saying that I can keep on learning to grow. I can keep on learning to mature. I can keep on learning so that my life is able to fulfill God's purpose and intent for me. How about you? Are you pressing on? Those of you in the second half of life, are you still pressing on to know Christ, to grow in Him, to be mature in Him, to reach out others for His kingdom? David spent his second half by saying, I have arrived. You know, when you say you have arrived, you will end up lying horizontal, looking at the ceiling. And when you look horizontal, looking at the ceiling, it's like looking up to heaven, but you don't want to go home and you're not ready to go home. I think it's time to get up and grow and keep on growing in Christ. Amen. He said that, not only am I growing. The last key, he said, mission. The price of the high calling of God. Mission. Like Paul has lived his life with mission. He never separated knowing Christ and living for a mission for Christ. He knows that he was commissioned by Christ to be a servant and his witness. Every talent, every ability, every opportunity given to you is for a greater cause than you. You are successful not because for you. You have achieved not because for you. It's always for a greater cause. And what is that greater cause? That is for Him and His purpose. You see, David and Paul, they were busy in the first half. David was busy for the right thing. Paul was busy for the wrong thing. But on the second half, David stopped his mission. But Paul took the greatest mission. And this is how Paul lived his life on the second half. He lived his life to finish well, to finish strong, and to finish empty. This may be a new word to you. Finish empty. This is what he said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. As for me, my life has already been poured out as a drink offering to God. Yes, both of them is going to leave a legacy where people will remember them. But with Paul, he said, I'm going to finish well. I'm going to finish strong. I'm going to finish empty. Because all my life, of what I have, every strength, every hour, every energy that is within me, I'm going to give it to Christ and pour it for one person. And that is Jesus Christ for eternity. That's a good way to live life. Some people may laugh at you. You don't have a lot. You miss it. You miss that. But I have one thing. I pour everything for the Lord Jesus Christ. Wow, what a way he left this world empty. And the Bible tells us, naked we come, empty-handed we come, empty-handed we're going to leave this place. Hopefully, if you have a lot to leave behind, that your children will be happy and they don't fight over it. And so Paul said, this is how I live my life. But King David finished with but David. Now back to 2014, the World Cup. 45 minutes was the first half. Then another 45 minutes was the second half. They played for 1.5 hours and there was no score at all. The referee gave them 30 extra minutes, extra time. And it was in the 130 minutes. Mario Götze. He doesn't sound very German, Mario. But he scored the winning goal and the game finished with 1-0 in favor of Germany, the 2014 World Cup winner. Is it only a game? Or is it true also about life? You know, sometime in life, we have a wake-up call and we realize how uncertainty and brief is life. And by God's grace, he gives you extra time. Extra time. When he gives you extra time. And those people who almost die and manage to recover, went for a major operation and thank God they make it. You know, those people, when they come to that stage of having the second opportunity, the second time, they see life, family, and things differently. They want to finish well, finish strong, and finish empty like Apostle Paul. For all of us, on this Father's Day, if you are on the second half, or you're on additional time, extra time. Let me tell you, there is no time to lose. Life is too short to pursue temporary things. Don't waste your life. Live in light of eternity. Don't grow to be a grumpy old man. Grow better. Grow wiser. Grow more like Jesus Christ. And grow your influence for God's kingdom. My question to you, how will you finish the race of life? who would you be? What would you want to remember for? What will your legacy be? Do you want to be David? Where scripture record him, but David. Or do you want to be like Paul? Where you finish well, finish strong, and finish empty. Because you have only one life. One life. Live it for Christ. Fathers, would you stand up? Come on, every fathers, would you stand up? Today, the children sang that song. That very powerful song. Every fathers, the children sang that powerful song, the blessing. And this is what I want to pray for you while you are standing there. Would you lift your hand to the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will bless every father that is here. You will protect every father that is here. Lord, that your face will shine upon them and you will be gracious to them, O God. I pray, Lord, that you will lift up your countenance upon them and you will give them peace, O God. I pray, O God, that they will be able to see your great name upon them and upon their children and upon their children's children, Lord. Father, I pray for every father that stands before you. I pray for your crown of anointing over them. I pray, Lord, for your crown of authority over them. I pray, Lord, for your crown of fruitfulness over them. I pray, Father, that every father, your God, will be able to say, I'm going to finish well. I'm going to finish strong. I'm going to finish empty. I'm going to live my life with only one thing, and that is you, O God. Lord, I pray for divine grace and strength over every father's here, God. Lord, I pray, may your spirit blow afresh upon them. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand, Father, just stand. Could you just look around them and just cheer them? Cheer them. Cheer them. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. Now, we usually, every year, we give fathers a gift. I know some of you remember one of the year the gift was so good that until today you are still using it. Because this year, we did not have Mother's Day, so we could not give anything to the mothers. You know, so we decided today, since it's Father's Day, we will give instead of to the mother or to the father, we will give something for the family. So everyone that worship in Great City Church, this is your family. We have a gift for you. What we have here is this one. This is not a mini handbag. This one is. Now, we are very practical people. Actually, it's quite a nice handbag. This one is specially ordered from Second Skin. You know the Second Skin that is next to us? Second Skin is the company that have special material that when you have burn, they give it a special material for them to wear as the skin recovers. And so, they have come out with this washable. This is washable. You can use it, wash it, hang it up, and use it. Hopefully we don't need to use it. Say amen. Hopefully, WA, which is so blessed, will continue to be safe. You know, that if once the restriction 5 is introduced, where we don't have to keep the physical distance. When that happens, you know, we will want everybody to come back to church, and then we will not be live streaming it straight away. We will only upload it later. So we have this, every family according to adult or children, according to how many in the family. If you are alone, we also have it for you as our gift to the family. But packed inside there, we have this one. You like it? It's a hot water bottle. And this hot water bottle is not the one that you get from Kmart. You know, I'm not trying to say Kmart product is no good, but this hot water bottle is very special. It's a good one. I have one in my home for how many years already? It's still strong and going. So you will have the mask and this for every family that is here. So this is very useful in winter. Put water, put under the bed. Save your electrical bill. See, we have a church board that are very practical. Now, let me check whether is lunch going to be ready. Can someone check whether lunch is? My pastor will check. Today is Father's Day. The newest father that is in the church will be Niam and Cheryl with the baby daughter here. They are the newest. Oh, I'm just being corrected. Actually, James, you know, and Renata just given birth just a few days ago. I'm sorry, brother. But he's not here, so we still give you the title. Ready? Wow. Well, this is what I'm going to do. Firstly, today's food is prepared by F&B, which is Sister E. Sister In. You know, our intern and the team that is there. And then the praise they done, the praise dance, they also have did some bun for our today lunch. So we also want to thank them for the work they have done. Now, I will encourage you, don't be in a hurry to go back. Can I have the worship team to come? We're going to do is that we're going to pray for the food, and then we will continue to sing, and we will ask different groups to go out first so that we will not all be crowded together. Okay, let me just... Oh, it's quite evenly spread now, all the fathers. Until your group is asked to go out, please stay here, you know, and then let the group that is to go out first so that they can be served. There is enough food for everyone, and we want to encourage you to stay behind, fellowship. We are one family, you know. I think in the first Sunday of June, I spoke on embracing the new, how Osborne Park and Northern Mara is coming together as one church in one location in Osborne Park, and how we are one family together. Okay? So, I will get Ivan to... this is a nice song.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the
I really like this song in my
father's. This is my father's world. I rest in the thorn of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hand the wonders wrought. This is my father's world. The birds get carols raised. The this is my father's world. Oh, let me never forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my father's world. Why should my heart be said, the Lord is King, let the heavens ring, God reigns, let the earth be glad.